WJR's Chris Renwick.
I want to take you back to January 12th of 2016. Why was that day particularly notable? Well, it was then President Obama's last State of the Union address. And the GOP's response was conducted and handled by then Governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley. And it was the first time, at least for me, that Nikki Haley was on my radar. And I thought, man, this is a future president. The way that the response was, the tone, I thought Nikki Haley just skyrocketed in a lot of people's minds. She didn't mind. And now we get word that Nikki Haley will be running for president. She will be running for the GOP nomination in 2024. And the only other Republican that has planned and officially announced was and is Nikki Haley's former boss in Donald Trump. What does this mean? What does this mean for the field of GOP helpfuls for that position? What kind of launching pad just does Nikki Haley getting into the mix signal for the GOP? John Selleck, the founder and CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, he joins us this afternoon in the Guy Gordon Show. John, nice to have you with us. I this sounds like a move that was at least maybe in the works for a while. Nikki Haley's been hinting at this, and now we're going to get an official word in just 2 weeks from now. But what does this mean for the GOP, particularly in the presidential hopefuls going forward?
Well, hey, Chris, thanks for having me here. You know, you said maybe this looks like it's been in the works for a while. And after being in politics for a long time, I tend to believe that almost everybody that ends up running for president secretly harbored being president since they were like 4 or 5 years old. So they've all been planning. I don't think we can mistake that. But it means a few things. It means that Donald Trump does not have an iron grip on the party at this point. It means somebody who actually worked for him is daring and willing to run against him and get in the race, which will probably open the door for a few others, you know, like Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. It also means maybe the party is reawakening a little bit, because a Nikki Haley getting into the race, when you just look at her on the paper resume, is a completely normal GOP candidate for president, a two-term governor of a conservative state, one that just happens to come right before Super Tuesday in South Carolina. She's skilled on television. She carries the advantage of being one of the very few women leaders in the Republican Party today. She's a first-generation American success story. She even was the governor to sign the bill that got the Confederate flag down off the South Carolina Capitol. So there's so much there that makes sense for her to get into this race. But, you know, I saw a headline earlier where it said, Trump oddly relaxed by Nikki Haley getting in. And I think that's because the most important part for Trump is the more people who get in and mix it up with DeSantis means the better shot of Trump getting across the victory line, maybe even with only a plurality.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to give you some of the quotes from a weekend campaign stop, actually, in South Carolina. Trump told reporters that he had heard from Haley. She told him that she's considering running for the GOP nod in 2024. He said, I talked to her for a little while. I said, look, you know, go by your heart if you want to run. She called me and said, I'd like to consider it. And I said, you should do it. Trump then told Haley, go by your heart if you want to run. That is not if I gave you this quote is by Anonymous, you would not think that was from Donald Trump.
No, you wouldn't. And I guess, you know, first of all, we know that he has his favorites. Just like Governor Whitmer is one of President Biden's favorites, and he may have a soft spot for her in his heart. Who knows? But what he does know is that anybody that joins the race, that maybe takes some votes away from a Ron DeSantis, is an ally of his. And so he's going to welcome her in. And also, just not good form to just start attacking one of the few Republican women to ever run for president after he just basically had to mix it up with DeSantis, you know. You know, calling him disloyal and saying he was rewriting this history on vaccines, because those two are starting to scrap. And mm-hmm. I do believe while Haley had been planning this, she saw that opening and said, all right, I got to jump in there now before anyone else does.
And again, this is a field where we just saw an alert moments before we came on the air. Tim Scott is going to embark on a listening tour to see if this is something that he should get into the mix. So South Carolina could be very involved in the GOP party for the run for president in 2024. And again, this is on the heels of it looks like Mike Pence is going to run. Obviously, Ron DeSantis hasn't confirmed it, but he's done all but confirm it. Liz Cheney, the former Republican, is said to be in the mix as well. And you mentioned Mike Pompeo. I'm going to be really interested here because I take you back to 2015 or 2016. It was the South Carolina primary when Pete Buttigieg dropped out and a couple of other high profile Dems that were running at the time. And they all threw their support behind Joe Biden. And that's when he really started taking off over Bernie Sanders. I think once some of these folks start dropping out, who they throw their weight behind, I think is going to be very interesting. I also wanted to ask you real quick about Michigan's decision. Now the House and the Senate have voted to move Michigan to an earlier spot in the presidential primary cycle, the fourth week of February. And we're getting word that the governor actually just signed this bill. So now this will be moved to the fourth week of February. It'll be the fifth in line of primaries. What do you make of this?
Well, first and foremost, what it is Governor Whitmer trying to help President Biden. He's saying to her, help me win the state, make it easier for me, the Democrats. And frankly, if you just step back 5 feet, a lot of business people, a lot of TV stations, a lot of radio stations, a lot of small businesses that will really appreciate the boom that we would have here in Michigan, at least for a few weeks in spending. They want to see it all happen. Realistically, though, the Democrats are rushing to do this, even though they will, because they did not get immediate effect on that bill, they would actually have to do something that's never happened before in our modern times. They'd have to shut down the legislature by November so that 90-day window after session ends would happen before the primary. So that's kind of tough. And they're essentially, I think the Republicans are making a really good case that the Democrats are disenfranchising a big chunk of people because they know the RNC did not change their schedule. Michigan Republicans would lose a lot of voting strength and a lot of their voice for their primary, and the Dems don't seem to care about it a lick.
Well, is that a folly here for the GOP and the RNC? Should they have known, or should they have and maybe guessed that Michigan would be moved up in the pecking order?
Well, you know, these rivalries and desires for all these states to move up and get out from under the thumb of Iowa and New Hampshire have been going on as long as I've been in politics. I think the gamesmanship is far from being done at this point. But, you know, in the not too distant past, the Democrats went ahead. They lost some of their delegates. They managed to get a few back because Hillary Clinton wanted to gain favor with folks here in Michigan. I think this kind of back and forth battle is going to go for a while. Should no one challenge Joe Biden, though, perhaps the Democrats won't end session early. They won't let that bill go into effect, and we'll all have our primary election day on the same day. But it does, without a doubt, right now, under the current system, guarantee that Republicans will have to do something different than having a primary. And that's anti-democratic. And the Democrats have already done a really good job with most of their spin in the beginning of the legislative session. They're doing it again, saying, oh, gosh, the Republicans want to have a separate primary and have spend more of the taxpayers' money, as if the Republicans are the ones messing things up. But they have been very good at that so far, and that this kind of line of messaging does not surprise me.
John Salick, always appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
I got to take a break. The FBI, we'll get you more information on the governor signing this bill. Also, the FBI has searched and concluded their search of President Biden's vacation home in Delaware. Give me some of that information on the other side. This is the Guy Gordon Show on WJR.